This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
If you were a ghost, where would you haunt? Monday is Halloween. It's the big spooky day. And if you were a ghost, what would you do with yourself? You know, there's so many people that would probably go and terrorize exes, former jobs. What would you do?
I would go to the Moda Center. Hear me out. You get to see all the Trailblazers games for free, all the events for free, all the concerts for free. Plus, you get to smell the beautiful concessions all the time. I don't know why the concessions at arenas smell so much better than anywhere else, but they do.
It's like when there's a purse that costs $200 more. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, it's the exact same purse as this other one, but because it's more expensive, it looks nicer. That's how I feel about the nachos. Like, have I seen this can of cheese before? Yes, I have. But somehow you're just more beautiful glistening on a chip here while there's a hockey game happening. You know what I think I would do? And this might be my obesity coming out. I would want to haunt a buffet. And I'm not sure if it would be like Golden Corral style, maybe a Chinese buffet. But I think I would be so angry at the fact I could no longer eat that I would just go and try to rattle the pans and just be moaning and groaning and knocking things over.
So you would ruin everybody else's beautiful buffet experience? That's your goal?
Absolutely. If I were a ghost, I would sit in the middle of that chocolate fountain and just splash my feet and watch you.
That's terrifying.
There'd be no shame in this game. We put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and Paulette said she'd like to haunt Charles and Camilla from the royal family.
I feel like that would be a very boring haunt. Not a lot of action going on there.
I'm pretty sure there's another ghost that's already claimed that territory. Thank you very much, Mike. And Sam said, Comic Cons, why should all the living people have all the fun? She'd just go and hang out there. So that's almost like your same theory.
Yeah, plus they're really hard to get into. So if you're a ghost, you could just sneak right by the security line.
Is it appropriate to say, live it up?
I don't know.
No, it goes the opposite. 503-914-2899. That's our new number.
I want to go to all of the rich people places that I can't afford right now.
Now, are you talking just like bougie restaurants, or are you taking it to the Louvre to go look at art?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I'll travel. I'm going to be on, like, hopefully first class on the airplane and go all over. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, everything I can't afford to do right now.
I'm too broke to even know what the Louvre is, so good for you.
You better stop. You know what that is.
I don't.
It's the fancy museum where, like, the Mona Lisa is.
Oh, yeah, no, I have no aspirations of ever getting there.
Well, maybe one day when you're a ghost, you can go.
Aim high, right?
Yeah, if you were a ghost, where would you haunt? We put it on social media, 105.1 The Buzz. And Shannon said, not where, but who. And I can think of several people. I feel like there's a list going there.
There is some pent-up anger there, I bet.
And then Sierra said the movie theater, and not because she wants to watch free movies, but she wants to go into the scary ones. And whenever there's the parts that make you jump, she would like to terrorize the people sitting there, like throw popcorn at them.
I could totally see that. Maybe rub somebody's ankle from the seat behind them or something.
There are some weird things you're doing in a theater, Mike. 503-914-2899.
Oh, if I were a ghost and I could haunt anyone that I wanted to, I would haunt Keanu Reeves.
Oh!
Is that because you just want to hang out with him?
Hell yeah.
That's not a bad idea at all.
I'd want to hang out with you. That's smart. You broke the system. I would like to haunt John Mayer as well.
Now, that's a different type of haunt. Creepo.
Don't make it weird.
If you were a ghost, where would you haunt? Halloween is on Monday, and they always show ghosts hanging out in graveyards and drafty old houses. I'd want to go somewhere fun or at least mess with somebody.
See, I would haunt my ex-wife.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do there?
I would probably put, like, empty cartons back in the fridge, move her purse, hide her keys, you know, things to just agitate her.
That would be fabulous. I feel like I would haunt the back booth of a Popeyes just because it seems like it would be fun.
We put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and Meredith said she'd haunt the ghost hunters just so that way they could legitimately have a ghost experience.
You said that, not me.
503-914-2899.
One of my ex-boyfriends.
Ooh, an ex-boyfriend would be a good one to haunt. Now, would you want to be diabolical and destroy their day, or are we just talking knocking some stuff off the counter?
Oh, all of the above.
See, if I was haunting my ex-wife, I'd be like the poltergeist in there. It would be bad.
Or even like that movie, The Invisible Man.
Yeah, and you'd just be like lurking around.
My ex would know it was me.
I'd have the same problem too. If I haunted an ex, they'd be like, okay, where are all the snacks? Liz, is that you? Leave them alone.
If you were a ghost, where would you haunt? Halloween is on Monday. We've been watching scary movies, and the ghosts just pick the most boring places. Graveyards, drafty old houses.
Yeah, why can't they do somewhere fun?
Or be, you know, a little mean to people they didn't like. Not that you should, like, have the negative energy of revenge, but you're already a ghost, so whatever. 503-914-2899.
I would haunt my office building.
Are you wanting to terrorize coworkers after you're gone?
Just a little bit.
Man, you must really like going to work.
Yeah.
I would come back and haunt Mike, but that's only because I would want to annoy him. It has nothing to do with work.
You don't have to be a ghost for that to happen.
You better stop. I somehow feel like this would become an HR issue.
Probably.
They'd be like, you were formally employed. We're going to have to ask you to knock that off.
Get your box and get out.
We put it on social media, 105.1 The Buzz, and a lot of people are saying the woods.
Really?
That's why so many horror movies are sent there. People like Aaron and Lindsay are all heading to the forest.
Those are the kinds of friends I don't trust.
And Christina said she'd haunt her dog.
Why?
Just to keep it company.
Oh,
you know?
That's cute.
Because you know how sometimes your pets will just stare off and you're like, what are they looking at? And then sometimes your brain's like, can they see a ghost?
Yeah.
And that's what it is right there. It's Liz and Mike in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.